Have you seen these classics?
He's looking at you, kid.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I could have been a contender.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Show me the money.
You talking to me?
I'll have what she's having.
I never thought I had to fight in my own house.
Long live the king.
Here's Johnny.
I am your father.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Why so serious?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Oh, we're here to help in our series in which we ask listeners and colleagues to watch classic films from which they may quote but haven't actually seen. Mad, Mutually Assured Destruction is back in the news. That's tragic, but, and if there is a but, it's a good time to rediscover maybe the greatest dark comedy of all time. We're so pleased to be joined this week by my treasured colleague, the host of Weekend Edition Sunday, Lulu Garcia Navarro. Lulu, thanks for walking down the hall.
Thank you. I am pleased to be here.
I understand you've never seen Stanley Kubrick's 1964 Doctor Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
That is exactly right. This came up in a pitch meeting that we were having over North Korea, and the film came up, and I had to confess that I had never seen it.
To fill in a few people, an American general goes mad, orders a nuclear attack on the Soviet Union. Peter Sellers plays three roles. Terry Southern is often credited with the script. You saw it this week. I kept coming in and out of your office.
You did.
To enjoy it. What did you think?
Extraordinary. Pertinent, funny, biting, and just George C. Scott is extraordinary in it. He's one of my favorite actors.
General Turgidson.
Yeah, and I thought it was really, it was made in the 60s, right? 1964
64, yeah.
And it just feels like it is as urgent as ever. It feels right on the nose.
As you know, unfortunately, because I go on about this, I've studied the film. And I made a list of little things, little items I can share with you, okay?
Okay.
Taken from the novel Red Alert by Peter George, Kubrick actually set out to make a drama.
Okay.
But he decided in the middle of it, it would make a better satire.
Ah.
Peter Sellers was supposed to play a fourth role.
Ah.
He was supposed to be the cowboy captain of the U.S. bomber.
Okay.
But he twisted his ankle on an early take. He couldn't get around the set. So they hurriedly signed Slim Pickens, an old cowboy star, probably later to be famed in Blazing Saddles. They didn't tell him the film was a satire.
Yeah, he was playing it straight.
He was playing it straight.
Really?
He's brilliant. He's great
brilliant
at it.
In it. Yeah, yeah.
I think he was the note of kind of, verisimilitude, forgive the expression, that they needed. Sellers' ankle injury also encouraged him to play Dr. Strangelove in a wheelchair.
Oh, which is just the perfect touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to think of the role otherwise.
Yeah.
Now, there's one scene in particular that moved you.
Yeah, let's play it.
Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew, sir. No.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians.
Sterling Hayden, by the way, as General Jack D. Ripper.
Right, and he's at this point basically gone crazy. He thinks fluoride is turning everyone into communists in America because they placed it in the water, which I think was a popular theory in the 1950s.
Oh,
it was
absolutely.
Actually
it was,
brought
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
That was a real thing.
It was despoiling our precious bodily fluids.
Right, as he put it. And then, he's sitting there and he's talking about that. And it just struck me as how today we've got all these generals in power who are actually politicians. And when we were talking about the problems with North Korea, it just showed me how things change, but how they remain the same. And so, I thought it was just right on the money.
When you saw the film,
yeah,
could you see why people reacted as strongly as they did in the 60s?
Yeah. So I thought, this was the weird thing, and I told you this when you walked in.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought
I
this was-
I walked in about half a dozen
this
times.
This is true, but the first time, I thought this was supposed to be a comedy. And at first, I was kind of reading it straight. I was like, this actually seems like a totally plausible thing that could happen, that a general goes crazy and sends a bomber off to, attack Russia. I finally got the comedy of it. But yeah, at first, I was trying to get my head around it.
Lulu, we've been asking people, listeners, to watch a movie they missed and tweet us their 140-character review. What's yours?
Makes you laugh, but also makes you terrified. A little too close to our reality today. Must see.
Oh, that's good. Lulu Garcia Navarro. You'll hear her. You're on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, you'll hear her tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.